friends, and welcome to today's episode of the Self-Improvement Project. I trust you are all well, and hope ever since I last chatted with you that things have been looking up. I have a few things. I've changed my location of where I'm recording these podcasts. I'm currently looking out over this sea of trees that exist out the front of our house in the distance, which is lovely as the spring morning sun shines down on that. And I also feel that I'm not sitting down and talking enough for this podcast. I'm not sitting down and doing the work. I feel like I'm doing a lot of writing at the moment. Not that that always gets published somewhat, but the art of and the habit of sitting down to record and talk to you guys is something that I'm looking to build. This is just a thought, this is just how I feel, but it's just important to share that with you. I look back on last summer so fondly, and I would sit down most mornings to record, but it's amazing what little factors in your world and environment can do to influence that. Anyway, the thing that I want to share with you today doesn't come from anything significant, yet it's something that with age accumulates wisdom, with experience accumulates wisdom. And no matter how far you go, how much progress you make, there's this concept, this idea that problems just never go away, and nobody in this world has everything. Sometimes life is split into different sections, such as health, career, relationships, that can be romantic as well as social, family, etc. And there's so many different buckets, somewhat, that exist in our life. And when we focus on some, we obviously make progress and we get better, but at the cost of others. This is a continual cycle in life. One of these infinite cycles that when we accept that we either sacrifice for greatness, we sacrifice for progress, or we take that balanced, measured approach of gratitude for having enough in each of them. I think this perspective does come a little bit down to enough, because, as I mentioned, nobody has everything. But everybody has enough. Enough is usually measured against everyone else in the world. It's the ultimate mimetic desire. Having it all or having enough. The issue with not having it all is that you'll never be happy. You'll never feel satiated. You will perhaps never appreciate fully all of the wonderful things in your life, because all you're focusing on is, or are, the things that you want to be better. But life is there to teach you lessons. Life is there to keep you grounded, that no amount of money, time, effort will ever exceed life trying to teach you this lesson. Some have a small impact and you can reverse them quickly. Some have a significant impact that you need to live with for the rest of your life. Nobody has everything and everyone has enough. I wonder if you were to go to ground zero right now and think, what would be enough if I had nothing? What would be enough if I had nothing? Look around you right now. Look at all the things that you have in your life. Look at your health. Look at the time that you have. Look at the experiences that you have accumulated. Look at the love in your life that cannot be measured, that is only the perception of yourself that exists. Think of how there's times in your life where time has literally disappeared because you were having such a good time. There's this common trend right now that making memories over materials or investing in experiences over things. Yes, completely. But don't forget to really, really appreciate those. Don't do it for the sake of telling people that you're making memories or experiences. Do it so that you live a good life. There is nothing better than having the peace of mind within yourself that you could meet someone brand new and they will never know all the wonderful memories and experiences you have. Only you have that and the special people in your life that you've shared them with. Sharing memories and sharing experiences with loved ones are more than everything. Some people don't even have that, but they have everything else. This is not to say that you shouldn't strive for everything. Just don't get lost along the way. Striving for everything can help you feel like you're fulfilling the potential that life has provided you the platform to do, but always measure yourself against the fact that you probably have enough. A common benchmark for this is when you push too hard, your health takes a hit. Health is the most grounding thing in the world. Health is the thing that makes you stop and think, because those are the things that you can't reverse. Those are the things that you need to look after and maintain. Physically, mentally, we need to think enough rather than everything. The tough thing is always finding the point at which we push for everything, but pull back because we have enough. As I mentioned, this cycle never ends. Just remember to catch yourself at moments to reflect and to ask for perspective, to gauge from others where you stand, those you trust, those that love you, those that have your best interests at heart. It can be the most reassuring thing, but it can also be very comforting to hear that most likely you're doing all right. You're doing better than most. You have enough. And one day, you'll feel like you have everything because you have enough. I hope you enjoyed that, guys. I hope it's provided you with a little bit of perspective for today. I hope, whether you've maybe been on a morning walk or you're about to go on a morning walk, that you have a wonderful day. I am away to go for a big dog walk down at the river in the sunshine. So I hope you all have a great day, and I will see you next time. Cheers.